When you watch the Times Square ball drop every New Year's Eve, pause, do you ever wonder who decided to drop a giant glowing ball off a building to tell us it's midnight? And then why did that become a global symbol for the new year? So, welcome back to This Day, That Year. And on this day, December 31st, we're going back to that year, 1907. So on the night of December 31st, 1907, not too long ago, New York City held the first ever Times Square New Year's Eve ball drop, welcoming in 1908. So why did they use a ball, right? Why were they like, why a ball? Why not a square, triangle? Why not a, you know, a goose? Newspaper publisher Adolph Ox, I'm not 1,000% sure how to say that. I'm only 92%. He was the owner of the New York Times. He wanted to promote Times Square as the city's new center and replace the prior fireworks celebrations. The fireworks had safety and legal issues, so they turned to a time ball. So they were inspired by maritime time ball ships once used to set their chronometers. The first ball was built by the sign-making firm Artcraft Strauss. The original ball was about 5 feet in diameter, not too big, you know, not big balls, made of wood and iron and lit with 100 incandescent bulbs. It weighed about 700 pounds and was hoisted up a flagpole on top of one Times Square. So at 11:59, workers began lowering it down to a specially designed pole. So it would reach the roof at exactly midnight, triggering lights and signaling the whole welcoming in 1908. So there were around 200,000 people for the first New Year's Eve ball drop. Pause. It was pretty huge for the first time. You know, in 1907, that's 200,000 people is a pretty good amount of people. And it turned Times Square into the place to be for New Year's Eve. Even before 1907, people still celebrated in Times Square or in New York, but the ball drop gave a visual ritual that was easy to copy on radio and later on TV. So going into the fallout and the tradition up until today's day and age. So the ball has been redesigned multiple times from wood and iron to all iron to then aluminum and then the model crystal and LED sphere. So today's ball as of this year, probably going into tomorrow or today, tonight, is over 12 feet in diameter and weighs several tons and uses thousands of LEDs, lights, and Waterford crystal panels themed each year. This podcast is brought to you by Runfluencer Run Clubs, where we do more talking than running. We take fit pics in our carbon-plated run shoes and wear running vests to best our 5Ks. And we have an insufferable online presence. Runfluencer Run Clubs. Why run when you can just talk about it? So radio will broadcast the event every year since the 20th century. Then TV turned it into an American ritual, which then shows like Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve became staples for the holiday. Now it's a streamed event that's global. It makes New York's Times Square midnight effectively the world's midnight in pop culture, even though time zones exist. Yeah, why do they exist, right? So during 1942 and 43, during the World War II blackout restrictions, the New Yorks observed a moment of silence in the ringing of bells. Kind of lame, gotta say, kind of lame. But even during COVID and other crises, the ball drop has persisted in some form, often with fewer crowds but full TV coverage. So by this year, going into the new year, the ball is now a year-round landmark visible atop one Times Square. It basically sums up a lot about modern life, branding, tourism, media, tech, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. It's a fresh start. But yeah, so that's this day, that year, December 31st, 1907. I wanted to take this time to thank everyone for being here for this podcast throughout this entire year. It's been a journey, and I'm so, so fucking thankful that people are listening to it. I hope you're still listening to it, but I hope that you have another year happy and healthy. I hope everyone in your life and your family stays well, and I wish everyone here nothing but the best. So, all right, chat, that's the podcast. You got to log off. You got to go outside. You got to get partying, all right? Take care. Ever sit down on the toilet and one wipe becomes 14? Fear not. Nature Calls toilet paper and moisturizers has your back. Your bum will be clean and the rest of your bum will feel like a dream. Nature Calls toilet paper and moisturizers. Also, try out our new line of dish soap.